You mentioned, you know, some of the broad issues with a, quote, healthy diet. What level of exercise? I know the data suggests it's not necessary to be that intense or for that much. What do you actually tell your patients?
I can't remember the exact criteria. In a paper of that, the group that looked at the exercise in 89803, I think it was the equivalent of mowing a lawn, a big lawn once a week, or let's say, you know, walking 2 miles at a leisurely pace during a week. So I just say, with the contrary, the other side of the coin is if you sit and watch TV all the time, you don't do so well. So our advice is to just take 3 walks a week. Let's say, you know, you might want to walk at a mall or at a park where you can sit down periodically, that kind of thing. And I think it's got to do with the number of calories you burn, and people think it may have to do with revving up insulin or using insulin. I mean, the mechanisms are curious, but we do recommend exercise. In fact, the same woman who presented the data at ASCO, Erin Van Blarigan, we have a big number of studies that are looking at different ways of reminding patients to exercise. They have Fitbits, they get text messages, a variety of social media to encourage them. You know, Big Brother's watching you, you're sitting around, you should be exercising. So we really encourage our patients to do that. And then when they come to our center, they have to park so far from the place that they get some exercise in that regard too. Just kidding.
Well, yeah, maybe not, but just out of curiosity, is it your observation or belief that exercise also helps with anxiety?
I really believe strongly that giving patients elements that they can control is so important, because much of, I believe, a lot of the anxiety of cancer patients, other than the horror, the uncertainty, is that so much is out of their control. So I really believe strongly in seeing what patients can have control over and letting them do that. I think it's a very valuable thing.